kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ng Victoria, sa Footscray, isang komunidad ng mga Pinoy seniors ang nabuo. Pinagtagpo ng kapalaran at sa paglaon ng panahoy, tumibay ang samahan. Si Anisha Chessels ay isa sa mga Pilipinong residente ng Lions Cooperative Village.
Sa Nayag Village, napunta ako doon sa Lions kasi meron akong kaibigan. Sinama niya ako doon. Dati kasi ako nasa Munipon sa ko eh, 18 years ako doon. Eh nung namatay ang mister ko, gusto ko lumipat kasi nga mahal ang bayad namin doon sa bahay. Tapos yun nga, inintroduce niya sa ako sa Lions, doon nag-apply ako, natanggap naman.
May 13 taon nang naninirahan sa Lions Village. Napilitang lumipat nung mabiyuda dahil dinaanya niya matustusan ang upa sa bahay. Walang anak, ngunit pinakiusapan ng mga pamangking tumira kasama nila. Tumanggi si Anisha dahil sa kagustuhang mabuhay ng independent. Si Bert Jessup, ang tagapagpamahala sa Lions Village.
I've been a member of Lions for over 25 years, but long before I joined, the Footscray Club was established in 1952. And they were looking at the needs of the community and visited a property in Gippsland where the Anglican Church had provided what we would today call social housing for the senior citizens that were poor in that area. And those members of the Footscray Lions Club thought that was a good idea and a good thing to do in Footscray. And so in 1961, they opened the first stage of what became the Footscray Senior Citizens Village, the Footscray Lions Senior Citizens Village. So the village was first established in 1961, so it just celebrated 60 years of existence. It eventually grew to house 21 units and a community centre built around a courtyard in Summer Hill Road, West Footscray.
Limitadong. May 18 taon na simula nung unang pinangasiwaan ni Bert Jessup ang lugar.
When I took over the village, it was over 40 years old and the dwellings were fairly humble, they're fairly small. And perhaps we're getting a little bit dated by community standards. And when I took over, a number of the tenants there were Filipino women. And what happened then was those tenants were fantastic tenants. They enjoyed living there and they started to form a community. And each time a unit became vacant, those tenants would recommend somebody else, one of their friends. So eventually, not by design, we ended up with a village where 19 of the 21 women were Filipino women.
What's it like living with a group of Filipino women?
Well, I don't live with them. I'm
managing a village group.
I think they're wonderful. And what happened, of course, when that happened, that the accommodation became more than just a place to live. It became a real community because of that Filipino connection.
Sa limitadong pondo ng Lions Club at sa luma ng mga akomodasyon, kailangan na itong i-renovate. Taong 2019 lang unang sumagi ang proyekto sa Tandem Design Studio. At nung nangyari ang pandemya, natigil ang ibang mga proyekto sa tanggapan. Sa pamamagitan ng kabayarang job seeker, nabigyan ng panahon at atensyon ang proyekto. Si Tim Hill ng Tandem Design Studio.
So the project was in the office, I suppose, about a year before COVID hit. So it wasn't that far apart. So we heard about the project about a year before COVID came along. JobKeeper gave us the time to consider it properly because all our other work stopped. And then the government came along with the social housing grants and that enabled the project to occur.
Ang proyektong ito ay nagbigay ng oportunidad upang mabigyang pansin ang isang sektor ng real estate na di nabibigyan ng sapat na atensyon.
We were doing research into a number of other opportunities, broadly speaking, in the construction industry. And what we learned pretty quickly was that social housing, or housing for people in need, is a growing and urgent need in our society, which is not being addressed by conventional property development mechanisms. And the other side of that is that it's a cohort of people, a rapidly growing cohort, which we can relate to very directly. Because in my age group, I'm 50 at the moment, but that cohort is basically made up of older women, so, and they're people my mother's age. So I had this very, you know, that it's, you're able to very directly relate to a group of people in need. And so we were aware that there is this, there was a need in the community that couldn't be addressed. And when the Lions Club emerged as something that could address that need, we became very interested in it. Because we thought, you know, look, the thing about it is we spend a lot of time as architects enriching other people, you know, property developers somehow, or people with money to, you know, make a beautiful something, house, kitchen, whatever, apartment. We very rarely get the opportunity to work on a community need, a demonstrated community need, and give something back. Like, that's an unusual opportunity for us, and very interesting and attractive because of that.
Sa pondo mula pamahalang state ng Victoria sa Victoria's Big Build, nagkaroon ng oportunidad upang ayusin ang naghihingalong mga akomodasyon.
So a couple of things. The existing buildings were really, they were humbly built to begin with, and they had really passed their use-by date. So they were falling down. The other thing was that the community that's there, predominantly Filipina, I think 19 of the 20 are Filipina, was really vibrant, happy and robust, and they had this very, very keen interest in community activities and gardening. Gardening is one of the things they rallied around. So the site itself is a large, more or less square-shaped block, and it's really well suited to a courtyard housing model. So what that means is that you have four wings of housing that circle around a central garden. And that central garden can then become a focus for the sorts of activities that they were already doing, which was the gardening and the socialisation, which they also do. You know, they had a range of community celebrations aside from birthdays, which they were pursuing. And that design was able, I guess while it wasn't a direct memory of the buildings that were there before, it catered for the community's established and existing patterns of use, which we felt really good about, and they were very accepting of.
May mga pamantayang kailangang sundin ayon sa kalakaran ng pamahalang state. Ngunit siniguro na sasalamin din ito sa mga nakatirang mga Pilipino sa komunidad.
The government grant Victoria's Big Build comes with a series of standards that have to be met. So one of them is that all of the houses, all of the units are self-contained, and they all have their own kitchens. But this development also has a series of communal facilities. So it has some outdoor barbecues, both in the courtyard and on the upper levels. And it also has an indoor community gathering space, which includes a commercial kitchen. Now, that is an upgrade and replicates a sort of a meeting hall, which is on site already. But it's a new version of that, which improves their facilities. So I guess you're right, it's cooking in a variety of different guises and in a variety of different locations across the site, which they'll continue to use. They were quite keen on outdoor cooking as well, they mentioned it.
Para kay Anisha Chessel, sa 13 taong paninirahan niya sa komunidad, naging kapamilya na niya ang mga residente.
Sa Lions, anak, para kaming isang buong pamilya. Nagdadamayan kami doon, lalo na siyempre mga Pinoy kami, kapag nagluto yung isa merong niluto, yan bigayan ng ulam, palitan ng ulam. Pagkatapos minsan, nandoon kami, meron kami, nagbibingo kami, nagtataichi kami, nag-line dancing, mga ganon.
At lubos na natuwa sila nung napag-alamang mabibigyan ng bagong anyo at aayusin ang kanilang mga tirahan.
Ano kami, unang-una ay masaya. Naku, magiging bago, magiging maganda yung ating ano. Pero pagkatapos lilipat, ay naku, malungkot. Ang hirap maglipat. Naisustress kami. Naku, anak, ang hirap maglipat.
Ngayon po lumipat, nakalipat na po kayo, hindi po ba?
Oo, nakalipat na kami, awa ng Diyos, nakaraos din.
So ngayon po may roommate kayo dahil sa pansamantalang...
Oo, si Aida. Dito roommate kami pinagano nila ng Lion. Dala-dalawa bawat isang unit.
So ano po ang pakiramdam ng may roommate?
Okay, mabuti kasi may nakakatulong ka, may nakakausap ka. Lalo na dito sa unit namin ngayon. Nako, napaka-strikto eh. Matatanda na kami pagkatapos ang ano nila, masyadong nano sa technology. Biro mo yung hindi kami makapunta sa ano, yung susi namin. Pag ginamit namin sa elevator, kami hanggang 7 yun kami eh, sa 7 floor kami. Hanggang doon lang kami sa 7 floor. Hindi kami makapunta sa ibang floor.
Kasi po may ano.
Oo, kasi kung halimbawa kagaya ngayon, pumunta kami sa 6. Tatawagin muna namin, punta kami sa baba, susunduin kami doon nung nakatira sa 6. Nakapunta kami.
Mahirap pala mga kapitbahay ngayon.
Oo, masyado na. Eh sa mga bata, siguro okay lang eh, kami matatanda na.
Wala anyang makakapantay sa samahan nila sa Lions Village. Para sa inyo po, gaano po kahalaga na makapiling ninyo at madali ninyong makasama yung mga kaibigan ninyo sa edad nyo na ngayon?
Ay, mahalaga anak. Mahalaga kasi kami, para kami hindi ano, pag isa-isa sa amin nawala, hinahanap namin. Alam mo doon sa amin, sa Lion, dahil matatanda na kami, sa umaga, yung mga malalakas pa, naglalakad na pag matanghali, hindi ka pa nagbubukas ng bahay mo, kinakatok ka nila, baka okay ka ba, ganun.
Yun po, hindi nyo madaling nagagawa sa tinitirhan nyo ngayon.
Hindi namin magawa ngayon. Kasi minsan, kagaya ko, minsan yung pala, hindi na ako magising yan, kinakatok ako ni Aida, hindi ako makasagot. Kaya sinira nila yung ano ng pinto ko, saka sila tumawag ng ambulansya.
Ano pong nangyari sa inyo?
Hindi ko na alam eh. Hindi ko alam, wala namang masakit. Sabi, baka daw parang yung bang nangyayaring tulog ka, tuloy-tuloy ka ng mamamatay.
Mabuti po, kinatok kayo ni Aida.
Oh, kinakatok talaga ako sa umaga. Kaya lang, nung umagang yung tanghali na daw, hindi pa. Pagkasi, eh, hindi ako sumasagot. Pero narinig daw nila yung umol ko na parang, Tapos, tinawag nila yung mga pamangking ko. Sinira nila yung kadena ng pinto. Kasi may kadena pa yung pinto eh. Nung maano nila, hindi na nila makausap. Tumawag ng ambulansya. Sabi nga sa ano, kung hindi ako tinatong, kung hindi sila naagapan, baka tuloy-tuloy na daw ako natulog.
At malaking bahagi din anya ng komunidad ang tulong at pag-aarugang inihahatid ni Bert Jessup ng Lions Club.
Hindi, kasi ang Lions, ang mga Lions, napakababait nila. Lahat sila mababait, lalo na si Bert. Si Bert talagang look after lahat ng mga tao. Hindi niya nakakalimutang mangumusta ng okay ba kami, may problema ba, kung lahat okay, kung lahat masaya ba, ganun. Pag sinabi niyang kumusta ni siya, kumusta yung mga tao, pag sinabi kong okay lang, sabi niya, eh pag sabi kong they good, good, sabi niya, gusto niya good.
At dahil sinimulan na ang mga hakbang para sa pag-demolish sa lugar, siniguro ni Bert Jessup na magkakaroon ng pagkakataong ipagdiriwang ng sama-sama ang darating na araw ng Pasko. And what's Christmas going to be like?
We normally celebrate Christmas at the village, but it'll be demolished this year, so we're going to celebrate Christmas at the Filipino house in Central Footscray. You familiar with Filipino house?
Yes, the FCCVI house?
Yes, so we're going down. The Lions Club is going to share their Christmas celebrations with the local Filipino community at Filipino House.
I'm sure it'll be fun and lots of great food around and company.
they're very good cooks.
I was going to ask, have you gained weight since you started?
No, I don't have much room to gain much more weight. I'm rotund as it is, but a couple of the women at the village, you know my weakness. So if they know I'm there or when I'm coming to the village, there'll be, you know, potato fritters and all sorts of delights for me to eat.
Yes, that is delicious.
And banana, little banana fritters.
Yes.
Was yesterday's treat.
At sa darating na 2023, inaasahang makukumpleto na ang panibagong Lions Village. At para kay Tim Hill ng Tandem Design Studio, nais silang makita ang mas marami pang oportunidad at atensyon sa social housing sa Australia.
Yeah, well, no. What is kind of a little revealing about Australian society is that if you're a European-based architect, community housing or social housing project is a really prestigious commission. In Australia, we haven't done any work on community or social housing since World War II. So we haven't done any of this for so long. And yes, to answer your question, it hasn't happened for ages. The reason it hasn't happened for ages is because Australia's property system doesn't value social housing. And it's great relief for us to see this, to see the money being spent on these, you know, much needed facilities now. You know, it feels like too little too late, but at least they're spending money on it.
Is this the first of many you see in the future?
There's a commitment from Victoria's Big Build to spend a considerable amount of money. It's nearly $6 billion. However, if you look at what other countries have spent on social housing, it's a drop in the ocean. You know, so Australia's sort of real estate landscape is sort of, you know, really dominated by, you know, profiteering, people making money off real estate. It hasn't been focused on quality housing for people in difficult circumstances. So I hope that there's going to be a lot more of this. At the moment, the $6 billion commitment will certainly, you know, it's certainly better than not spending money, which is the way that they have been in the past, but they're coming up from a pretty low base. I mean, you know, they haven't spent anything on social housing for so long. They're just catching up.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.